This is Coach Fab, the voice of Casinos USA. And welcome to the fifth season of Casino USA's podcast. This is our episode 45. We've been offering 11 episodes per season. And in this episode, we travel to Southern Indiana's Rising Star Casino, operated by Full House Resorts. What an amazing job they're doing making the Rising Star a national destination. But first, let's talk about how we ended up in Southern Indiana rather than the Las Vegas trip that we had scheduled. And it's a pretty simple story. An eye injury doing yard work a day before our trip was set to go. I walked into a rose bush and my doctor said my eye would be fine, but I couldn't swim for 2 weeks risking infection. And so with Las Vegas going through a heat wave, temperatures 110 plus, thinking about spending 9 or 10 days there without being able to swim, no, that wasn't for me. And my wife agreed. But we had never canceled Southwest flight tickets before. And the two tickets, the round trip tickets that we purchased through Southwest, were in the category of wanna get away tickets. Wanna get away, that's how they say it. And we didn't know exactly what our rights were. But we called Southwest and asked. And we found out, and we were pleased to learn, that we would receive a travel credit equal to the amount of money that we spent. And we spent $630. Our round trip tickets had been $315 a piece. That's a pretty good rate from Pittsburgh to Las Vegas nonstop. The only caveat was that we had to use that travel credit within 10 months, which is fine because we're going to reschedule our trip, believe me. We also found out that canceling room reservations in Las Vegas is not a problem. The minimum amount of money that I had to put down at Bally's and Luxor, which were complimentary nights, that was refunded. And the Golden Nugget, where we paid full fare because I had never played there before, neither had Janie. Well, that wasn't a problem either. So we got all our money back from the Las Vegas hotels. And then my wife said, hey, look, I've taken time off work. I have vacation days. So I know you can't swim, so let's go to Southern Indiana. And of course, we called our host at the Rising Star Casino in Rising Sun, Indiana. And that host gave us a free room for our three-day stay, which was upgraded to a suite, and $40 of free play. And that equals pretty much the cost of the gas it takes to get there. The Pittsburgh suburbs to Rising Sun, Indiana, a six-hour drive if you include the stops. And it's basically Route 79 to get to 70 going across Ohio, going around Columbus, the bypass, and picking up Route 71 south, and a few other things from there. But it's not a challenging ride. It's basically all expressways. So we'll be talking about our wins in Southern Indiana at the Rising Star and also downriver at the Belterra. We won over $700 with 3 days and nights of craps play at both places, and neither Janie or I lost on video poker or any other slot machines, and she'll be talking about kitty glitter that she kind of decimated. And how often does that happen? So, of course, we named our 45th podcast, Will We Never Lose Again? Well, today I'll be talking about our craps betting system. There's always interest in how we do it. And it's the 3-2-1. It's designed specifically for low rollers. So how do you play the 3-2-1? We'll get that. Janie will be stopping in to talk about our trip to Southern Indiana and two slot machines that she really enjoyed, particularly Kitty Glitter, and give you her take on that. And she will also discuss a big announcement that was on the Business Wire out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it's about a satellite casino that's coming to Westmoreland County Mall. And of course, that mall is near Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And this is a big, big matter. A satellite casino will be arriving in Westmoreland County, not far from the home of Casinos USA. And our last segment today will be intense but short casino group therapy session. So hang on to your hats. We'll be right back after a little trademark island music. Okay, we're back. And as promised, we're going to talk about a low rolling system that we call 3-2-1. And those numbers refer to the amount of odds money you make once the point is established. So the point numbers are 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. And of course, there's $5 on the pass line. This is what we're saying we're doing. And there's a come out roll, and one of those numbers is established, which means it's rolled. And then the pucks, which are before the come out roll, were black and they were off to the side of the numbers on both ends of the table. They're turned over to the white side and placed above the point that's established. Now remember, if a 7 or 11 was rolled, the pass line would have won $5. If the craps numbers were rolled, a 2, a 3, or a 12, the pass line would have lost the $5. But we're saying that instead of that, somebody rolls a point. So if somebody had rolled a 6 or an 8, that's where the 3 comes in our 3-2-1 system. We put $15, 3 times the pass line, behind that $5. And that's not dealer initiated. You just pick it up yourself and you put it right there, not on the pass line, right behind the bet you have on the pass line. That's called the odds bet. And it's just laying in green space. There's no space for odds bets. Just lays right in that green space behind the pass line. So the 3 stands for the $15 odds bet behind a 6 or an 8. Well, you might be guessing already. If the point that was established was a 5 or a 9, we're going to put 2 red chips behind the pass line bet. That's $10. So on a 5 or a 9, our odds bet is $10. And to conclude, the 1, if the point established was a 4 or a 10, we put 1 red chip behind the odds line bet. So why do we bet $15 odds behind a pass line bet on a 6 or an 8? That's because there's more ways to make a 6 or an 8 than there are to make the other point numbers. So that's a pretty strong possibility of you coming and winning that. It's not guaranteed, but that's a nice bet. Now, the 5 or a 9, we're putting 2 red chips or $10 behind the odds bet, that $5 bet we have on the pass line. And the 4 and 10, those are the hardest numbers to make because there's fewer ways to make a 4 or a 10 than there are to make a 5 or a 9 and or a 6 or an 8. So you can see the logic there. $15 on a 6 or an 8 is the odds bet. $10 on a 5 or a 9 is the odds bet. And $5 on a 4 or a 10, and that's the odds bet. So it's really an interesting way to play. And it's for a low roller, of course. And we'll talk about low roller, high roller issues in our casino group therapy today. But we're not done yet. Okay, so if the number was, the established point became a 4 or 10, we're still making a $22 inside or inside 22, you can say it either way, place bets. That means, for example, there'd be $5 on the 5, $6 on the 6, $6 on the 8, and $5 on the 9. That's $22. And that would occur if the point was 4 or 10. Once those numbers are rolled, every one of them pays $7. So if your point number was a 4 or a 10 and you hit it twice, then say I'm off on my place bets. Why is that? Well, you've won $14 and you only have 10 other dollars involved. You have a pass line bet of $5 and an odds bet of $5 on a 4 or a 10. So you can't really lose now. The worst you can do is win $4. If the 4 or 10 is rolled, remember you won $14 on the 22 inside bet, those 4 place numbers. So if a 4 or 10 is rolled, you get $5 from the pass line bet and you get $10 behind it. That's a great odds bet, 2-1, right? Because it's hard to make a 4 or 10. So you win $15 there, you've made $14 already. That's a $29 win. Not too bad. Well, what if the established point number was a 5 or a 9? Now remember, that's our 2. Remember, it's 3-2-1. So we have $5 on the pass line, and you have $10 behind it because the number rolled was a 5 or a 9. Well, let's say it was a 5. You don't have to go 22 inside now because one of the numbers is one of those numbers that would be in a 22 inside. It would be the 5. So you make a $6 6, a $6 8, and a $5 9. So you have $17 on place bets in this example, and you also have your pass line bet and your odds bet. If the point numbers of 5 or 9 are rolled and you have $10 behind it, you'll get paid $15 there and $5 on the pass line. So you'll win 20
plus what you won on those other place bets. Sweet. Wait for three hits on your place bets, which would give you 21 and ensure a profit no matter what happened to the 5 or the 9 if they were the place numbers. Or you can stop after two hits. And then that would mean that you're going to either win the number 5 or 9 if it hits. And again, you'd win $15 on that $10 odds bet, and you'd win $5 even up on the pass line. So you won $20 on the number, the established point, and if you win three hits on inside, you would have won 21 more or 14 more if you stopped after two hits. Pretty sweet. And stopping after two hits or three hits on your place numbers, that's just your call. If the number's 4 or 10, you go 22 inside. If the number's 5 or 9, you're not betting the 5 or 9 as a place number because it's already placed. Oh, through the pass line. And finally, if the number is a 6 or an 8, remember you're putting three times that $5 bet behind it. So you have $15 there, all right? But you only place the 5, the 8, and the 9, or the 5, the 6, and the 9, depending which number was the point, the 6 or the 8. So that's how it works. Now, what you can do to make it a little more interesting, because you're getting paid in $7 increments, I often throw a dollar on the point number if it's a 6 or an 8 or a 4 and 10 for a hard way bet. You know, every time one of my place numbers hits, I throw a $1 white chip and say, you know, $1 on a hard 4. And then the next time I say, hey, press the hard 4 for a dollar. So I'm still playing something they tell us not to ever play, but boy, it's a lot of fun and it doesn't cost too much to do it the way I'm talking about it. So 3-2-1, I hope that makes sense with you. It's a low rolling scheme. 22 inside, that's minimum bets on the 5, 6, 8, and 9 if one of them is not the established point number. Throw in possibly a dollar when place numbers hit on the point. Make it a hard way bet in the center there. You know, that's one of those fun bets. Okay, so doing that for 3 days, I won over $700. And I felt like I never really put that much money at risk. And I'm a happy dude. $700. So just from craps alone, I'm going home with $700 more than I brought to play craps. So I'm hoping you enjoy this low roller 3-2-1 odds betting. And also appreciate that there's only 36 rolls that dice, 36 different outcomes for the left and right dice. And when you bet 22 inside, that takes it to 18. Those are pretty good chances. 18 ways to win on 22 inside. But enough of that. Our next chapter, here's Janie. Here she comes.
Hi, this is Jane. Well, it was my idea to go to the Rising Star once the eye injury took us out of our Vegas trip, because there I have the indoor pool to swim, and more importantly, we love the complimentary suite that we're given at the lodge, which is the second hotel that was built on the premises. Rising Star has two hotels, the original and then the lodge that has the RV park beside it. We got there a little too early, and our suite wasn't ready, so we checked in and went over to the riverboat to gamble a bit. And, of course, wasn't ready to sit down and get ready into a game of craps because he knew we'd have to be going, you know, moving our stuff, going into the lodge. So he decided to follow me. So I went immediately to my favorite slot, which is Kitty Glitter there. It's on the third floor of the boat. And as our good luck would have it, we started right there. I went in Kitty Glitter, got a bonus, then put more money in each turn, and then got a double bonus. And we ended up, you know, $150 ahead just for that half hour or 45 minutes that we were up there waiting for the room to be ready. I might also tell you that one of the reasons I wanted to go to Rising Star was that the group from the late 60s and 70s, America, was there having a concert Saturday night, and our host was able to get us two tickets for it, which it was a sold out concert. It was, and then the RV park was almost sold out too because of that. And there also happened to be a Corvette Club there with at least 30, 35 vehicles. So it was really a very crowded weekend there.
Oh, I love those Corvettes, too.
Well, we liked the RVs and the Corvettes. I mean, there wasn't much we didn't like just walking around. So then the next day, we decided to visit Belterra. We weren't going to stay there this trip, but we do like to get down there and eat and also to gamble. Checking. Coach Fav was playing his 3-2-1 system in craps, and my time was spent on the Demon Dice slot machine. He also decided after finishing up his craps game to go. There's a favorite bar of his there that has video poker. And those machines seem to be pretty generous. So he hit 4 threes for a nice win on that machine. And he cashed out ahead in craps. So we did well there again. Now the road between Rising Sun, the town, and Florence, where Belterra is, has been improved. Actually, they work on it every single year. The road's okay during the day if you follow the warnings and the slowdowns, and you can see everything that's going on, but at night this road can be treacherous, especially if you're on the way from Belterra back to Rising Sun or back to Lawrenceburg, where the Hollywood Casino is. And the reason being that because it follows the Ohio River and so close to the river in some spots that the road continually gives way there, and too much room to the right and you could go off the road and roll over there. And there's a lot of deer at night, and you have to avoid trying to swerve to miss them. We've been there in the winter when it's a little bit icy. The road is not level. It slants. I mean, there's so many issues with that road. Now, one thing that, we're happy that Rising Star is having this ferry boat coming from Kentucky over to the casino. People can avoid that road then and also avoid probably a 50-mile round trip.
I remember we were told it opens in August, right?
It's supposed to open in August. It's already been launched. The boat is there. The barge, the ferry barge, is there. It's taking, let's see, it's leaving from Rabbit Hatch, Kentucky, across the river and down a little bit from Rising Sun. But that would be a great improvement. We met a couple from Michigan who were staying at the RV park at Rising Star, and they have a fifth wheel, so they took their truck off and drove down to Belterra, and they said they would not ever even attempt that road with their fifth wheel attached because it was so bad, so uneven, so many depressions in it. It's just difficult, and it's repaired every year. So it's in constant repair. Some places there's one lane and a new, temporary traffic light put in to guide all that traffic. But as I said, in the day, it's not too bad in the day at all. Okay, then later that same day, we went back to Rising Star, and our good fortune continued both for Coach in craps. And he played the Wheel of Fortune is his favorite machine when he does play a machine. And they have a new, is it a 3D?
It's a 3D, oh!
It's a 3D Wheel of Fortune, which he had to try, and he did very well on that, as it was shockingly, but he did, because it usually doesn't take a lot of time on a slot machine. A few pulls. Well, actually, he only had a few pulls on this one, but he hit pretty big. One thing I'd like to mention is that in the state of Pennsylvania, we are starting to have what they call satellite casinos. And one of them is going to be in Westmoreland County, which is next to Allegheny County, which holds Pittsburgh. And so it's not too far. It's this new satellite casino is going to move into a property in the Westmoreland Mall that housed the Bon-Ton shop. As you know, the Bon-Tons went out of business, and they're going to actually close this store in probably the end of next month, if not before that. But it's going to be a 100,000 square foot casino and entertainment complex. And there's going to be retail, dining, entertainment. It's right off of Route 30, which is approximately 30 miles from downtown Pittsburgh. And it'll only be about 20 miles from the home base of Casinos USA. It's going to create, hopefully, about 600 jobs and generate millions of dollars for the local community. The plan that passed was for 750 slot machines and 30 table games. Those are pretty good numbers for a satellite casino. Of course, the project is subject to the review and approval of the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, and that could take a few months. But once approved, then a construction timeline will be determined. Now, the company is called Stadium Casino LCC, and they have ventured into this with the Westmoreland Mall Group to have this large complex, which everybody's excited about, I have to say, around here. I feel this will be a big plus for the whole area. Know that from the Maryland Live Casino that's right in Arundel Mills Mall, they're together. You can walk from the front door of one into the other. So this one's going to be very similar, that you can just walk from one to the other. And all the roads are very good there. The Pennsylvania Turnpike comes out right around there. So traffic, I think the area is already ready to accommodate traffic in that area. So State Senator Kim Ward said that she's worked for 9 years to expand gaming to allow these casinos. So it's gratifying that it's finally coming to fruition. She says that a project will bring a sizable increase to the tax base and a significant number of full-time jobs and will help revitalize the Westmoreland Mall complex. You know that malls around the country are having some hard times because of the retail versus internet sales. And so the mall properties are looking for any way they can to keep the malls going, keep those buildings open, and not close anything. So we're all excited about that. The Stadium Casino is a Cordish company that dates back to the 1910 and has been privately held with family ownership. They've been successful in other places. In fact, in Florida, the Cordish companies developed the highly acclaimed Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casinos in Hollywood and Tampa. The company is the owner and operator of Live Hotel and Casino, one of the top grossing casinos in the United States. So again, we're very excited about that, and it should help a lot of places and should make, you know, a nice travel destination. Okay. I'll sign off.
I think, Janie, you hit on it. I think, with the mall problems, you even talk about ghost malls are so empty around the country. We have to watch this because Maryland Live works, and this new satellite idea in Western Pennsylvania at a Westmoreland Mall, if that works, hey, aren't you thinking this might be happening over and over again? What the state of Pennsylvania did was, there's 12 major casinos in our state, but they offered satellite licenses and you had to bid on them. And this one at Westmoreland Mall, I think, was $10 million just for the license. So, and it had to be 30 miles minimum from one of the 12 original casinos that were legalized a few years ago in Pennsylvania. But this might be the way that, you know, the wave of the future around the country, where you have these malls and problems and you have smaller casinos or major casinos even, like Maryland Live size, go into them. They were excited about it. Hey, and doggone, as Janie said, it's 20 miles from our front door. So that's pretty exciting, too. All right, we'll be right back with Casino Group Therapy. And today, it's high roller versus low roller in craps. Who's the smarter? Let's find out and talk about it. Hey, we're back. Hey, do you like steak? Well, I consider myself sort of a steak aficionado. But, you know, at some of the more expensive national steakhouses, I've had some disappointing meals. Surprisingly, perhaps, in Rising Sun, Indiana, and just, 70, 80-yard walk from the Lodge Hotel on the Rising Star property, is a place called Rocky's Bar and Grill. It's not part of the casino resort, but just a nearby bar and grill.
And Rockies, in my aficionado opinion, has the best $15 steak in America. So there again, when I spent $65 or $70 for a steak dinner, and once in a while I was disappointed, I have never been disappointed at Rockies, and I always seem to enjoy their $15 steak dinner. So take it. Of course, you know, the secret at Rockies is the owner cuts the steaks himself. Makes a big difference, believe me. And I mean it. It's the best $15 steak in America. So what does it matter? If you know the game of craps as well as I do, if I bet like a high roller or I play like a low roller. You know, one time, not too long ago at the Rio, I won $15,000 playing craps. Hey, and just a week ago at the Rising Star, I won $700. And you know what? I enjoyed myself. I wasn't so stressed out about risking big money. And I've taught myself to enjoy being a low roller. And this might help you. Don't be upset with me, high rollers. Throw your money away if you will. I'll come back to you in a second. But if somebody offered you a part-time job that you can go to whenever you want to, and it's $50 an hour, would you take it? You don't have to go to this job, but if you wanted to, you could go. And the pay would be $50 an hour. Would you take it? Well, I would. And you know what? That really helped me, that mindset, to enjoy craps. Because I'll go and play craps, and you know, it's after an hour, and I look at them, hey, I'm up $50. You know what? This is a great job. I am grooving and digging this job. So that's one of my little tricks to help me enjoy being a low roller. And I'll put my craps knowledge against anybody, anywhere. And, you know, I'm always open to learn things at craps, too. It's not like, you know. But first, go back to those high rollers. Don't tell me you're a professional player, because there's no professional gambler in his or her right mind that picks an expectation game that's negative. That's negative to become a professional. You know, you can call yourself a professional in a negative expectation game. That's a mistake. Yeah, poker, where you're playing against other players, you can get the edge. The sports book, I believe you can get the edge in the sports book. But you can't do it anywhere in a casino with a table game. You know, the best bet in a casino is often argued to be the odds bet behind the pass line. And the best odds you can get there is 50-50 because the house had no advantage on the odds bet. Oh, but it's not in your favor. No, it's not in your favor. So don't tell me you're a professional craps player, because by my definition, there's no such thing. And that consequently means to all of us involved in casino group therapy that low rollers are as knowledgeable as high rollers. In fact, I've seen more big money players play crazy craps. No better example than at the Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. One July afternoon, a man came to the table and I had the dice, and he bet $5,000 on the field. I rolled and he lost. I didn't want to roll anymore because he put another $5,000 on the field. I rolled and he lost. And I thought, oh, please, Lord, just give him a field number. Let me throw a 12 and get his money back. And I remember the number of my third roll. It was an 8. He lost $15,000 in less than 2 minutes. Hey, that was probably one of the dumbest bets I've ever seen. And not because he lost, but he did lose. But because he didn't hedge it in any way with the 5, 6, 8. And that's one of the worst bets at the table when you play the field by itself. You know, high roller? Nah, low rollers know better. The Iron Cross is 5, 6, 8 field. Still not the greatest bet, but a hell of a lot better than just playing a field by itself. So come on, let's stop this debate. Learn the game of craps, enjoy the game of craps. Low roller, high roller, we're all in this together, friend. We're all in this together. Okay. Casinos USA, Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is how we do it. And remember, at Casinos USA, every day is Saturday. See you in 2 weeks. So long.